Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For the Love of Food at SaverLife.com. And there are a couple things you can do today before the weather gets colder. Go out and plant some garlic. I mentioned it during the gardening show. If you just have a bulb of garlic in your kitchen and you can spare a few cloves, take them outside, plant them about 4 inches deep in an area that'll get some sun for, springtime, and you'll harvest, three or five or, however many bulbs from those cloves in July 2021. So never too late to plant garlic, and I like having it grow during the spring so I can harvest the scapes, and those are... Those are fantastic. We actually have a few garlic scapes still in our refrigerator from last May. They are probably, I got to take a close look at them later today, probably not viable to cook anymore. But I have kept them through October, November pretty easily. They store a long time. They're just like curly green bean that is the stem for the garlic flower. So, if you plant a few of them, you'll be able to harvest these garlic scapes and see what they are and then dig up the bulbs in July. But there must be like four of these garlic scapes that got shoved to the back of the refrigerator, and I noticed them the other day and just realized that we actually still have them in December, and again, I'm probably not going to cook them, but they still looked pretty good, amazingly. Again, get some garlic in the ground, and you can just buy an extra bulb of garlic, at Abundance or Lori's or whatever grocery store you might go to. Break the cloves apart and put those in the ground, and you might end up with 10 or eight to 10 bulbs from that one original bulb that you purchased, and they're inexpensive. So again, it's fun to grow a little of your own food. And I was talking about seeds the last hour. Take a look at some of the seed catalogs, places like Fresh and Seeds, to see what you might want to grow in 2021. And one of the things that they're, Fresh and Seeds is promoting microgreens. And I saw these probably 20 years ago at Inn on the 20 restaurant in Canada, in Jordan, just south of Niagara-on-the-Lake. And Inn on the 20 was a restaurant that people told me about for several years, and I wasn't traveling that much to Ontario, to Canada, and I just didn't make it there. But then I eventually did a couple years later, and this is might be even more than 20 years ago. This was one of the key farm-to-table restaurants that helped to launch that idea in Ontario. And at that time, there weren't many, or there weren't too many places like this in the Finger Lakes. And Inn on the 20 had these trays of microgreens that they would put out in the restaurant. They had a low wall that was fairly wide. It might have been 12 inches wide, that was maybe 4 feet high, that separated their dining room from their bar. Kind of a open setting, but separated with this low wall. And on this wall, which I don't think they built it intending to do this, but they would set these trays of microgreens and harvest them from there. I think one of the reasons they did it was they didn't have room in the kitchen for them. I'm guessing. And they also look really beautiful. And this was, as I recall, long before we saw microgreens for sale here. That certainly people been growing them for a long time, and you know, but it was more of a, you know, organic food store, you know, thing to do, and not something mainstream you would see in, you know, in a fine dining restaurant. So the greenhouses in Ontario, then there are tons of those, were growing these microgreens, and in the 20 was where I first really was exposed to them. And they would, you know, cut them with scissors and you know, put them on the plates for garnish, and but also for flavor. All these microgreens, especially things like radishes, have a ton of flavor. And then at some of the big events that they did, the Cuvée events, again, 20 plus years ago in Ontario, they would bring you know, trays of sweet corn microgreens, so basically sweet corn seedlings, and many others, and they are delicious, and these days they are more widely available here, and places like Bolton Farms have been growing them for many years, and restaurants offer them, and you can find them in grocery stores, and they are. They're delicate, so you gotta consume them pretty quickly, within a couple of days probably, and you can grow your own. So Fruition and Seeds sells the seeds. If you want to grow some of your own, they have organic seeds. They're based in Naples, but don't have a retail location. You can buy them mail order. So microgreens might be something to experiment with, growing some of your own, or looking for some from places like Bolton Farms. To spice up your salads, which can be a little, or not just a little, but really kind of disappointing after, you know, a summer of beautiful, delicious cherry tomatoes and fresh lettuce from your garden. But they are the microgreens pack a lot of flavor and. Probably a ton of nutrients, which is one of the reasons to consider you know, eating them. There's tons of nutrients packed into them as they are ready to produce the new plants. I do have some lettuce still growing. I put the lettuce in window boxes. Got some lettuce seedlings from Todd Lighthouse. Oh, maybe 6 weeks or more ago, and put them in window boxes so that I wasn't putting them in windows, but I just wanted a kind of a long planter that I could, or a long pot in essence, that I could bring inside when I needed to, when it got too cold, and put back outside. And we've consumed a bunch of the lettuce from them. I have like 5 of these window boxes, but still have one that has some big lettuce plants in it. It's kind of fun to still have some homegrown lettuce, even this late in the season, and you know, you get kind of creative on growing some of your own food, and it's part of it's just kind of a fun challenge to do that. So you can get grow lights, and you can start some of your own seeds. Just to, you know, to grow the plants, not for microgreens, but just to grow the plants. But those same grow lights could be used for microgreens. They could be used to try and get some of your annuals like geraniums to flower even more indoors. We're going to be probably spending more time at home in the next several months, probably a lot more time at home. As the coronavirus gets worse and quickly, and it might be a good idea to order some seeds, to find some grow lights, and do some of your own propagating, and then you'll have the materials so that you can start your tomatoes and peppers indoors in February, March, so that they're ready to plant outdoors. And all of this, as I said in the gardening show, kind of gives me hope. You're looking forward to 2021. You are, getting the things ready you need to plant your garden, and looking forward to maybe trying some unusual fruits and vegetables, some things you've never grown before. So we have some great sources like Fruition Seeds locally to do that. And if you are looking for some ideas on what you could grow, you don't necessarily need to have sun. So this year I grew some kale in a substantial amount of shade. It wasn't under a maple tree, but it was right next to the house and a fairly large tree that would shade it much of the day, not from above, but just next to it. And this kale really looks great. I've been harvesting it. And so there are some things you can grow to eat if you don't have full sun. And also, if you don't have a rosemary plant, you can buy some rosemary cuttings in the grocery store that are used, in the herb section, and you can root those pretty easily to grow your own. Or you can find rosemary at some of the garden centers. It's sometimes sold as a kind of a decorative house plant during the holidays because kind of looks like an evergreen and smells good. So you may find some plants available. Places like Gallia's Tropical Greenhouse often have some of these kinds of winter herbs, or certainly have some citrus, limes and lemons that you can grow indoors. And you have perhaps more time at home, that's a reason to get a little key lime tree that when it flowers will smell amazing, and then perhaps you'll get some limes to make your own key lime pie. So if you're looking for something in particular, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com, and I'll try to help you find a source for it. We have some great sources of things like this in our area. Lots of nurseries with some great selections of plants, and many of which you can grow indoors for the winter season. I've got probably a dozen kinds of plants, maybe more like 15 or 18 different kinds of plants I brought in for the winter, and some of them like cherry tomato and the lemongrass and the rosemary. I'll actually be able to eat this winter on and off. The fresh rosemary is great for all kinds of cooking and just for kind of aromatherapy. I've been reading several articles from chefs around the country, and a lot of the very prominent chefs, some of whom have already shut down restaurants, are very worried about the independent restaurant industry in general. There so far doesn't seem to be much movement toward a relief package for restaurants. They're only just now working on some kind of potential relief package, which may or may not include state and local governments, this relief package in Congress. And restaurants are in desperate need of some kind of relief package. The second wave is coming at a time when restaurants are usually making a significant amount of their money for the year with holiday parties and just families eating out together and buying and hiring caterers, et cetera. And it's instead we're going backwards, and restaurants, many of which in the Rochester area are in this orange zone, are only able to do takeout and delivery. So get some gift cards for family and friends. Get some takeout. Get some extra dishes when you get takeout. Might as well freeze a few of those. Maybe offer them to a neighbor or a friend or someone. This is going to be a really critical couple of months for local independent restaurants. The national chains are, many of them, doing quite well, or at least appear pretty busy. A lot of them have drive-through, fast food restaurants, and the local independent ones are just struggling to survive. So keep that in mind as this holiday season moves along. They have, all their employees, their suppliers. There's a long chain of businesses that rely on local independent restaurants. And many of those are local independent businesses, like local farms. So the degree to which you can support local restaurants, maybe I saw Restaurante Locano posted that they have some extra wine. I think they probably had bought in what they expected to use during the holiday season and now not able to use it because of the orange zone. And so they're offering some great deals on bottles of wine to go with your food. That's something that in the past you wouldn't have been able to do until this pandemic. And that is to buy wine and beer and cocktails from restaurants and bars to bring home. A restaurant like Lucano, they have great choice in wines. So I got to get a couple of these bottles that they were offering, and as well as some food. You may be somewhat limited. Say you're just one person. I mean, how much impact are you going to have on your favorite restaurant surviving this pandemic? As one person, probably not much of an impact, but you also have the ability to tell family and friends about these restaurants, to take photos of the food that you get takeout or delivered and post those on social media. You can amplify what you do without spending any money beyond what you purchase at the restaurant. And if you can also amplify promotion for that restaurant, finding them on social media, sharing the posts that they do. And again, even if you can't go out or not doing takeout or delivery very much, you can still support these restaurants on social media. And it doesn't take much knowledge of social media to do it. Sharing a Facebook post is one of the simplest things you can do. Maybe writing a few comments about the place and your experience. Maybe, the restaurant just had a exceptional service in helping you with the takeout and making you feel safe about picking it up at the restaurant, whatever the case may be. Give them some extra promotion for doing that, and we'll try to weather this together. The same goes for all kinds of local independent businesses. I saw the Artful Gardener has been posting some beautiful things, some of their gift items on Instagram and on Facebook. They have some gorgeous items made by local and regional artists, as well as some from around the world. These small shops make most of their money during the holiday season, and they are far more limited now in what they can do. So, but I saw one of the Artful Gardener posts mentioned that, you know, on the positive side, with curbside pickup as or shipping as the only options, you also, in a sense, get kind of curated perhaps advice and shopping as you choose what you want to pick up. And and so it's a different kind of interaction with small businesses right now, but there are some maybe some closer connections that are made, and this goes for businesses like Historic House Parts to looking at switching to a local bank rather than Canandaigua National Bank has been such a key part of our community. I still, and I'm a customer of Canandaigua National Bank, but I still remember when Sonnenberg Gardens was close to failing. They really were, there didn't seem to be much hope for Sonnenberg Gardens surviving after some severe financial trouble, and Canandaigua National Bank basically propped them up until New York State was able to purchase it and have it become a state historic site and really solidify the future of Sonnenberg Gardens. Without Canandaigua National Bank, I think it's likely Sonnenberg Gardens would not be open as a historic site, and perhaps have been sold to developers to build condominiums on that property and turn the Victorian house into a series of condominiums. Local independent businesses do a lot for the community, and they do a lot of it kind of behind the scenes. And they don't talk about it a lot. They don't promote it. They don't do it for the promotion. They do it because they believe in the community. I'm hoping in the course of the holiday season that your spending habits shift even more towards local independent businesses. Make that part of the challenge of finding gifts and things for your holiday table and decorations to go in search of more of these local independent businesses. Wisteria Flowers and Gifts is just an incredible florist and lovely store. If you haven't been in there, Hedonist Artisan Chocolates and Ice Cream Shop have transformed the chocolate business in Rochester when they opened. And Herd Orchards, as I mentioned during the gardening show, has started a farmer's pantry monthly shipment of some of the things that they make, as well as some other packages. There are lots of ways to show off what we do here and send it to family and friends elsewhere. Perhaps people you normally spend Christmas with or the holidays, and you can't go this year because of travel restrictions, or you don't want to risk a family member, then send some wine. There's some gorgeous new wines available from local wineries, and a lot of them have shipping deals for the holiday season. So, again, lots of options. If you want suggestions, you're looking for something in particular, email me, Michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes tomorrow. It's the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here at SaveYourLife.com. Have a great day.